Hello everyone, it's Father Jim. During these weeks I've been looking at the Gospel for the following Sunday. And this coming Sunday is the 32nd Sunday of the year. And the Gospel is from St. Luke, as we've been hearing during this liturgical year. Now there were some Sadducees. Now they didn't believe in the resurrection. They thought when you die that's the end of it, you see. But here was our Lord preaching a resurrection, so they offered him a priceless story. I mean, it really is very funny. Moses said, apparently, that if a man's married brother dies childless, the man must marry the widow to raise up children for his brother. Well, there were seven brothers. The first, having married a wife, died childless. The second, and then the third married the widow, and the same with all seven. At the resurrection, to whom will she be wife since she's married all seven? Terribly funny. All I know is if I was a seventh brother, I'd have to take out an insurance policy. I think that wife must have been putting things in the soup. Our Lord points out that wives and husbands, as far as marriage goes, is till death, you see. But it'd be different in heaven, and I'm sure everyone we love will still be loved in heaven. So let's just think of the dead. Sometimes at funerals is followed by a memorial service. That's lovely. We remember the dead person. But occasionally it's just a trip down memory lane. There's a wonderful song by Simon and Garfunkel called Bookends, which had the most sad words, I thought. Time it was, and what a time it was, it was, it was, it was. It was a time of innocence, a time of confidences. Long ago it must be, I have a photograph. Preserve your memories, that's all that's left you. And if we don't believe in the resurrection, then all we have is our memories. And sometimes it's crematoriums and you have a trip down memory lane. He loved Handel's Largo. This was his favourite song. We talk about him as he was. He's a has-been, in fact. You just have memories. But for us who believe in the resurrection, he isn't a has-been, he is. We have to pray to the dead as well as for them. They're much nearer God than we are. We don't just have our memories. We have in Christ that loved person. So I say to those of you who mourn, love your memories, of course, but remember your loved one is with you. He's not a has-been. Amen.